brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
On this planet to build a better society, pass on the ideals of liberty and freedom and justice to our children, not to collect a bunch of baubles and act trendy. Welcome, my friends. We are live. It is the 29th day of December 2011, and old man 2011 has got a very, very long beard and is long in the tooth, and like the spirit of Christmas present is accelerating by the minute and is about to fall into a pile of bones and dust, and we will be in to 2012, the globalist predestined date for world government and a new order where their open eugenics plans can be publicly displayed for all and the global banking dictatorship can be hailed in hundreds of newspapers as it already is, and simultaneously simpering hired political hacks, hired mercenaries like Michael Medved can write articles about how Ron Paul and Alex Jones are insane. There's no new world order. There's no plan for a global government. It's just in Time Magazine, Newsweek, The Economist Magazine, Financial Times of London, BBC, Der Spiegel, as the answer to the global derivatives crisis, publicly created by the six megabanks that openly are pushing world government for and by finance oligarchs standing astride the world and putting an atlas load of debt on our little backs. World government, all of it out in the open, and I've got the New York Times, Newsweek, Daily Beast, and literally 50 or more articles I didn't even have time to look at, as the dinosaur corporate whore, deceiver, traitor, simpering, discredited crew, like a flotilla of weasels, attacks Ron Paul in a mad panic. By the way, I just want you to attempt it, Jaron and Chris. I want you to get me Michael Medved, his holiness, on the show. I ran into him at the RNC in 2004. Incredible. He saw it was me walking up to interview him. At his table, he started yelling, "Are the terrorists going to hit? Is the government the terrorist? Terrorist, terrorist!" Knowing they were throwing anybody out. And he saw that I knew what he was doing. He smiled at me. "Yes, these are all sheep, and Lord Medved can manipulate them as long as they're unconscious. As long as they're unseeing, he and his ilk can control them. Oh, but I'm bringing the light of awakening to them. Spreading the bushfires, the brush fires in the minds of men and women, and I'm afraid you're starting to panic." There's articles in the New York Times bemoaning that conspiracy theorizing is taking over. That means not trusting certified liars, certified globalists, certified deceivers. And across the political spectrum, the awakening is only beginning. So the arrogant globalists are like, "Start shutting down the internet. We've got to do something." In both parties, "What are we going to do? They're waking up. They're not listening to us. They're not letting us dictate reality to them. They're waking up out of their trenches. What are we going to do as little chicken neck, pot-bellied knuckle draggers with our cheap tricks? What are we going to do? They've learned our magician tricks. Emergency! Save me! They don't like Corzine taking their money. It's not working when we tell them it's good to take their private accounts. They're not listening to us. Hurry, start a huge war! Hurry, hurry! Break their will! Have TSA stick their hands down their children's pants! Break their will! Bring in tyranny! But while we do it, we'll criticize Ron Paul and Alex Jones and say, none of it's happening."
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, everyone. It's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide. But take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcast transmission blasting out on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, XM radio, and number one on the internet at InfoWars.com. Number one for listeners on the internet via the podcast and the free audio streams at InfoWars.com. I also host, along with the rest of my great reporters, InfoWars Nightly News every weeknight evening at 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain. Now, we have Dr. Doug Rocky joining us, who was the former head of the Pentagon's depleted uranium weapons program, and he wrote the main studies on it, and we haven't been able to have him on the last 6 months or so because he's been in and out getting medical treatment. Last time I checked, he's had over 35 surgeries. A lot of his team that was involved just studying DU has died, some of them young men, and he will break down what DU is doing to our troops and how that dovetails in with Fukushima. Radiation levels now for 8-plus months have been off the charts in many areas of the United States. Different isotopes, readings in the milk and the vegetables that are grown on the surface. Cows then, of course, eat the grass off the surface and it bioaccumulates. In some cases, milk has had over 100 times what they say is normal or safe levels in it. But now they just wave magic wands and raise the isotope levels and say it's safe. Wasn't safe in 86 with Chernobyl. Now they just wave magic wands. And they wave magic trendy wands because of the New York Times or Michael Medved say so. And, you know, it's good for you. It's like the London Guardian now says it's trendy and radiation's good for you. George Monbiot actually said it's wonderful. Anyone that doesn't like it is insane. and you just wave a trendy, know-it-all, bossy wand, and everyone is supposed to listen to you. Kind of like Ron Paul. They wave a magic wand and say, he can't win, you're not supposed to vote for him, he's dangerous, he's evil, he's bad, and you're supposed to get in line and say, oh my gosh, a group of confirmed deceivers and manipulators and preemptive warmongers who've helped turn America into a bankrupt cesspit of global tyranny are now telling me new lies. It'd be like getting at the end of a sewage pipe and watching all the horrible effluent, the detritus come out, and then somebody says, you know, I wouldn't sit there and get a spoon and eat what's coming out of the end of that, and you see all this black sludge coming out, and they look at you and say, you're a conspiracy theory. This is apple pie, because the government-run media said so. And you're like, but it stinks. It's coming out of the end of a sewage pipe. And they're like, shut up, conspiracy theorist. Conspiracy theory is thinking and asking questions and not believing out of hand what confirmed known liars say. And so I am a conspiracy theorist. I'm going to admit it right now. We've had a bunch of top scientists on, probably more than, I don't know, 20 or so in the last 9 months since Fukushima happened. And the fastest currents from Japan go up to Alaska and northern Canada. And they reported just a few months into it, massive increases in radiation levels in the fish and in seals. And now MSNBC is reporting scientists test sick Alaska seals for radiation, and it looks like they're dying of radiation poisoning. Nothing like seal teeth falling out, nothing like their hair falling out, nothing like blood coming out of them as all the fast-growing tissue dies. You get hit with radiation, that's what happens. Your gums die and start bleeding. Fast-growing cells are hit. That's why children are so susceptible, because they're fast-growing cells. Everything in their body is a fast-growing cell except for eggs in a child's ovaries if it's a girl and your eyeballs. That's it. Everything else is changing and growing. And you get hit with radiation, it's much worse. But an adult, only thing that's really fast-growing is your skin, your gums, your mucous membranes, your intestines, and a few other things. And boy, when you get hit with radiation, bye-bye intestine lining, bye-bye teeth, and that's happening to the seals, bye-bye. But it doesn't matter, because the government waves a trendy wand. Trendy wand! We said it's good. Oh, I have hundreds of articles here where the mainstream media is even admitting world government is the answer, they say. And here's the Economist magazine, top globalist publication last month, calling for an end of elected governments running anything and unelected technocracies. I showed you the article, and a global government run by private banks. That's what we've always said the Trilateral Commission publicly wrote about. And their answer is, have the New York Times go, Alex Jones and Ron Paul are insane. Doesn't matter if I play Herman Von Rompuy, the head of the EU, unelected bureaucrat. Doesn't matter if I play the former British Prime Minister calling for world government through the crisis in the G20. It doesn't matter if I show you the editor of the Financial Times of London, their foreign desk editor, saying, and now for world government, and saying, yes, we're authoritarian, yes, we kept it in secret, and yes, we're going to take over, and it's for your own good. And Time Magazine, Bank of the World Time, literally hundreds of articles a month. You could pull up any, and admitting world government is exactly what we said. But it didn't matter. There were, in a week's period, hundreds of articles last year in the week that the G20 was meeting. Just so happened, Nightlines, an ABC News anchor of the ABC Nightly News, came down here, okay? And he said, okay, you imagine this world government. And I took him in the office and I said, okay, here's clips of world government. Here's world leaders saying what the world government is. And here's how they're setting it up. And he said, well, that's your interpretation. I said, no, they just said that. None of it was in their report. And then I went out to dinner with them. They took me out to dinner at Fogo de Chao here locally. The reporter and the producer. And we're nice guys. And pretty much, you know, said, oh, we know a lot of this is true, but what are you going to do? I mean, talk about mercenaries. And to them, they really appreciated after the interview. I said, and they even put it on the nightly news, where I said, you know, I'm on my side of the picket line, and you're the other people on the other side. You know, you're just doing your job, I'm doing mine. And they put that on the news. Because it's all a big joke. They sit there, and they tell their viewers, And ABC was much nicer than Medved and the New York Times and all these Daily Beast and, you know, Newsweek garbage. I mean, they actually were somewhat friendly, but just, you know, just said it's my opinion and tried to make me look a little kooky. That's nice compared to the other stuff they do. The other things that the establishment neocons are up to. But they know that their audience is just kind of a halfway awake, so busy in the rat race that they just kind of halfway read the news, or kind of while you're cooking dinner or doing laundry or whatever, you got the TV on in the background like we all do, and you're just halfway kind of listening. And everything this system targets people with backfires on them if you can get people to really look at it and go, now, wait a minute. They're saying Ron Paul is nuts, and I've got the quotes here, and crazy. And I'm crazy because we say that there's a plan to reduce world population. Well, I mean, when you read what they say, that I believe George Bush has a plan to kill us all. I never said that. That's a straw man. That's like what CBS News and Weekly Standard and all these publications the last 2 weeks, hundreds of them, went with the talking point. Alex Jones says they put chemicals in your water to make you gay. No, I was reading Planned Parenthood UN documents saying we'll put things in the water to reduce fertility and confuse sexual orientation to get rid of the family. And then I showed London Guardian where the Pentagon developed gay bombs. Okay? I mean, it's been declassified. The CIA developed fast-acting cancers that you can just spray over somebody's house virally, and they're going to get cancer. Doesn't matter how young or how old they are. But see, because the public doesn't know about that, they just make a little joke and don't point out that I'm actually sourcing what I covered from original direct sources. Here's an example of this before I get into the New York Times attack pieces and the rest of it. This is out of Yahoo News, Reuters, Yahoo carried Reuters. I'm so hyped up to fight these people, I'm snorting like a wild horse. Venezuela's Chavez, and again, I'm not saying Chavez is even a great guy. He's a quasi-dictator who probably rigged elections and changed the rules, and he's his own brand of trouble. But Chavez is not in the main New World Order. And it's true. Every Latin American leader, no matter how old or how young, that's now opposing the globalists, has come down with cancer. And the CIA, it turned out in the 50s and 60s and 70s, I mean, I happen to know from insiders right out here at the MD Anderson Mouse facility in Smithville, they're in there with the Pentagon, you know, developing bioweapon cancers. I mean, this is on record. Oh, that'll get the NSA buzzed, what I just said right there. Of course, I mean, it came out that in all of the polio oral vaccine given in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and right through to today, it doesn't just have SV40, which is a death sentence. Embeds in the cell walls, hormone levels lower, it triggers, and it's designed, that's why they picked it and weaponized it, to kill you at around 60. Right before you're supposed to get your retirement, and so you spend your savings on medical treatment. Rockefeller Foundation. I mean, this is hardcore death we're talking about. Oh, but the news makes fun of Chavez. Oh, a conspiracy theory. No, they have to look at that. And I'm going to have Aaron, when he gets here today, because he was up last night working on the special report coming out tomorrow, because I know I've seen it, dozens of mainline reports declassified. I'm going to have him dig up for tonight's news some of the reports and confirmation of the weaponized cancer. And then SV40 in the vaccines, not just polio, though. They're doing it in other vaccines. I mean, cancer's up several thousand percentage points. 30 years ago, to find a child with cancer was like finding a 10-leaf clover for scientists. I mean, they would flock from all over by the hundreds to see a child with cancer. It was like finding the Holy Grail. It was so incredibly rare. Now, children just devastated. You go to the mall, shaved heads, dying of cancer, injectors on their arms, strapped in with the bug poison, chemotherapy, mass extermination, hardcore slaughter, 110% rampage death. Deformities, death, brain disorders, off the charts, mass extermination, hardcore vicious, hitting everybody up one side and down the other. And I'm just supposed to sit here and go, oh my gosh, the New York Times is making fun of me. Lord Medved is. I'm supposed to now just shut up so some demon ghoul, sellout goblin will love me. I mean, the truth is beyond nightmare. Just like with Hitler and Stalin, people couldn't believe what happened, or Mao, until it later came out. But it's going on. These globalists know how to kill you slow. So
are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Because you should be ranting. I mean, it's an absolute fact they put cancer viruses in many of the vaccines. I've dug up the news articles, the documents. I've shown them to you ad infinitum. I'll do another report on it tonight, but I mean, here it is. Reuters. Venezuela Chavez. Did U.S. give Latin American leaders cancer? Well, it's declassified. They developed it and tried to get it into Castro, but couldn't. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez speculated on Wednesday that the United States might have developed a way to give Latin American leaders cancer. Once you do some research, Chavez, you can actually dig up the documents that are speculating. Of course, who knows? He might have actually given the evidence and Reuters wouldn't give it. They always act like you just say things. After Argentina's Cristina Fernandez joined the list of presidents diagnosed with the disease. It was a typically controversial statement by Venezuela's socialist leader who underwent surgery in June to remove a tumor from his pelvis. But he stressed that he was not making any accusations, just thinking aloud. It would not be strange if they developed the technology to introduce cancer, and nobody knew about it until now. This is supposedly off his TV show he does once a week. Hey, Chavez, it's on record. I'll show it tonight. Man, is everybody ignorant? See, what happens is folks have probably tried to bring him documents, and the doctors have probably told him this, and then he just, you know, that it's always a rumor. It was for 40 years, it was a rumor that Gulf of Tonkin was staged. No, it was in the San Diego Herald Tribune. The ships came back after the Gulf of Tonkin months later, and even first officers went public and said, we were not attacked, it was made up, we were told to shut up. And then they always called everybody conspiracy theorist because it became a rumor, because people didn't have that original article. Until 40 years later, in 2004, they declassified the 1964 incident that got us completely into Vietnam, and released the tapes of McNamara, Secretary of Defense, SecDef, on the stinking telephone from D.C. to the ranch outside Austin with LBJ, at the LBJ ranch, and him telling him that it was staged and they had to go give press conferences and go along with it. Boom! Fact, not rumor. And it's the same thing. Almost everybody goes off what they heard. And I understand, because you can't always have the documents in front of you. It was yesterday and the day before I showed you documents in mainstream news and CDC admitting that bisphenol A in almost all products, printer ink, packaging, glasses, Coca-Cola can linings, all the Coke can linings, juice boxes for kids, is massively reducing fertility in men, making men feminine, hyperfeminizing women, and accelerating the aging process in sexual tissues and causing massive increases in cancer. I showed it all to you. We've got the reports posted with the documents, and I showed you the Planned Parenthood UN documents about one-child policy, sterilizing, forced abortion, putting drugs in the water to make you asexual. But today I'm just mentioning it so somebody watching could say, I just made that up. You have to go out and find that. We have another big report condensing it all down coming out either tonight or tomorrow. Aaron was up late last night. He's not here yet. I'm going to find out soon when that report's coming out. Again, it's just condensing more reports we've already done. But here it is. It would not be strange if they had developed the technology to induce cancer and nobody knew about it until now. We know all about it, Chavez. I don't know. I'm just reflecting. He said in televised speech to troops at a military base. But this isn't very, very, very strange. It's a bit difficult to explain this, to reason it, including using the law of probabilities. See, his doctors have undoubtedly told him. Because they can go do biopsy and they remove tumors out of his body, and they can tell you. All these rare cancers. Like, I got to pull the polio admissions. The U.S. government admits over 100 million Americans developed cancer, and many of them died from the SV40. That is in congressional reports from the stinking 1970s. Just type in congressional report on SV40, Americans exposed in polio inoculation. You'll get it. You'll get the photocopied congressional reports. Don't believe me. Go look it up. Go look it up. Find out. Yes, your mommy, your daddy, your son, your daughter. Chances are the scumbags that run things killed them. Take it personal. But more importantly, expose these people so we can get them out of office and get them out of control of DARPA and all these systems so they're not there jacking our food and our water with hundreds of chemicals, not just BPA. Not just, you know, the bisphenol A, not just the melamine, not just the fluoride, not just the radioactive isotopes. Again, all you got to do is type in state of Texas covered up radiation and water. And then the whole thing can begin there. You're a police officer listening for the first time. You think this is crazy. Just type in government covered up radioactive isotopes and water. That will, you will go down the rabbit hole there, and then you'll discover they're putting it in the water. They're assaulting you and your family. They're scum. They're criminals. And as long as you're unconscious to it, or as long as you're naive, they can go on hurting you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time, sooner or later.
All right, here's the deal. All these mainline politicians and people, they're window dressing. And I know you know that, but we've got to get out to the general public who's finally awake. But awake doesn't mean you know the full story. I mean, I've used the analogy many times of I sleep like the dead at my house. But when I'm out on the road or at a hotel in a big city with honking horns or whatever outside, I tend to wake up three or four times. And I'll wake up and know I'm somewhere else and sometimes have to get up out of the bed and look out the window to realize where I am. But even though you're awake, you don't know where you are. And so America was in a deep sleep. The world was in a deep sleep to a great extent. Now it has awakened politically, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said in the middle of 2010, a year and a half ago. to the Council on Foreign Relations. He said, the ruling elite, we played the clip many times, you can pull it up, are very concerned because for the first time in all of history, the entire world is awake politically and realizing that the politicians and the main parties are bought and paid for, and there's the illusion of choice. The ruling class knows that. They know that. And who is this ruling class? It's not like the British Empire 250 years ago that just wanted to dominate and take over places. It is a eugenics empire. Hitler was trying to set up a eugenics empire. It is a genetic engineering, control freak, elite playing god system that you can't bargain with, you can't reason with. It scientifically has studied humans, it plays psych warfare games, and it isn't going to give up and go away. It isn't going to stop. And it runs off of you being unconscious, it runs off you being in a trance, it runs off you buying into it. You must absolutely realize it is a false projection. And when you start looking at it from that perspective, and you realize, my gosh, this propaganda is tailored for unconscious five-year-olds. And it's laughable. When you're informed, it is so incredibly ridiculous. But instead of calling those that are in a zombie state idiots and morons and sheeple, and I've done it myself, I'm as guilty as anybody, or more so, because it's frustrating. We've got to realize that they are in a trance. I'll never forget, I was 6 months out of high school, and I just wanted to sound reasonable in art class at Austin Community College. I was taking an art elective, or whatever they call them, and I was sitting in there, and we were talking about politics, and they said, yeah, they're getting ready to put thumb scanners in to get driver's license, and it's wrong. And I had heard him pushing it, saying it was going to stop illegal immigration. I said, well, you know, they need that to track people because of criminals. And the guy snapped back at me, one of the people in the class. He goes, listen, buddy, it's all about tracking and controlling people. You've got to understand these systems are designed to be abused. And I was like, actually, you're right. I don't know why I just said that. And I was like 18 years old. And it takes people saying you're wrong. It takes you double checking people. It takes getting in their face. When a cop pulls you over, starts asking to search your car, you need to not be afraid of them. You need to be righteous in your indignation and say, listen here, buddy, do I look like somebody you're looking for? Oh, I forgot. You don't actually profile or really look for people that are wanted these days much anymore. You're just here to revenue generate, aren't you? Well, we're just doing the law. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, did you know that the debts are so big we've been signed on to it's impossible to pay them off? And you're told raise more money or you'll lose your job and your pension? It's a bunch of baloney, buddy boy. I bet you think I'm a kook because there's poison in your water. Did you know in Austin they add radioactive isotopes to the water? Don't sit there and laugh at me. Don't sit there and try to intimidate me. I don't care what you do to me anymore. I'm beyond all this bull. That's what it's going to take to wake these people up. Okay, I'm going to settle down right now. Everything happening has confirmed my worst analysis. Everything we've seen unfold. You think that makes me happy that our show is exploding inside, in size and that people are listening more and more to us? That is a good thing, at least, but it's a silver lining in an otherwise dark cloud. I wish I was wrong every day. I wish it wasn't true. I wish, but you know what? Wishing doesn't do it, ladies and gentlemen. Reality is still there at point-blank range attacking us. And you know what? This is a beautiful planet, and it's full of great people, and it's full of mystery and wonder and goodness and honor and unlimited beauty. I was driving into work this morning listening to music, and it was a song about, about even though life is boring now and it's lost its wonder, you know, life goes on. And I was thinking, life goes on, it loses its wonder. The wonderment intensifies as you discover more mysteries, as you understand more, as your knowledge increases. It gets more colorful, more vibrant, more wild, more fulfilling. Reality is fulfilling. Facing your fear is fulfilling. Facing these little magicians trying to manipulate reality and keep blinders on people. Unlocking blinders, unlocking minds, that is treasure. That is a trillion times greater than gold and all the treasure in the world. Being honorable, having friends, having your ancestors be proud of you, having your progeny to come be proud of you, being part of what's made humanity good versus what's made humanity bad, that is the great secret to everything. And so I can't get angry at people who are in mind control, who are unconscious, but I do get angry at those who clearly know the truth and get off on deceiving people. That's equivalent to some 250-pound power lifter who's an expert in jiu-jitsu beating up an infant. Oh, this is a really fair fight. It's like beating up someone in a coma. The propaganda, the way these propagandists target people, you think, this is so ham-fisted. This is so dumbed down. This is so pathetic. No, it's not. Joseph Goebbels said, the Nazi propaganda minister, the best propaganda is dumbed down, is simple, to target the lowest common denominator. So they just begin chirping it and repeating it. And so then those that are more awake still go along with it just because the crowd is saying it. They beat a drum. They know about that harmonic power of repeating the lie over and over again. And they consciously, I mean, when I ran into Michael Medved, just a nothing talk show host, hardly any audience, a legend in his own mind, but part of a constellation of these carrion crows that sit up in their trees by the thousands and chirp the same talking point over and over again with their sinister eyes that just predatorily, I mean, I've watched Medved at different events and seen him on TV. It's this relishing that people are in the dark, relishing that you can dominate them, relishing that you can lead people who are basically spiritual children over the edge of cliffs that like vampires, they can perch on people in comas and drink their essence. I mean, it is weak. These people are weak, but only made strong by you being unconscious. Break the mental chains. You don't have to believe what I believe and what I discovered and what I know. All you have to do is realize there's big agendas afoot. There's a lot of things happening in this world. And get past the jingoism and the slogans and get into real history, real primal humanity. And realize we are in a scientific dictatorship that is very deep into its phases. And the next few phases are not going to be pretty. Everything that you've seen so far is the preparation for the main event. It's the five or six little bouts before the heavyweight championship. The 200 plus million killed by governments in the last century, financed by globalist bankers, was only a hors d'oeuvre, was only a glass of champagne before the meal. It's the vampires having an apple before they devour the stuffed hog. Those of you who are cowards and join this system, because there are some that get off on the power of manipulation and are camp followers of this demonic system. They ride the dragon's tail. But there are others who, through fear, kneel before this system. And you will not escape pain. You will not escape terror by bowing your knees to this dark general. You will destroy yourself and your family and your house. There is no making a deal with the New World Order. And when you realize that, you understand that there is not even a choice. The only choice is to join the side of light. The only choice is to throw yourself against the evil. The only choice is to stand before the juggernaut of the New World Order, and all of us against its treads are an unstoppable force that will defeat this system if you only have faith and stand against the enemy. But if you won't do that, well, you are amongst those timid souls, and forget that you are our countrymen. Forget that you were part of patriots worldwide who love human liberty. May your chains sit lightly upon you. crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. Fetid, poisoned meat. The meat of old women. The meat of downtrodden children. The meat of poverty and degradation and humiliation, and even more importantly, soul-sucked creatures that would riot for some stupid plastic tennis shoes made by Chinese slaves. As if that was the ultimate goal in life, instead of two nights ago driving home at like 9 o'clock, seeing on the horizon a giant crescent moon, blood red, setting dead ahead in the highway, magnified by the atmosphere to giant proportions. It was stunning in its beauty. And my wife was ahead of me because we'd gone out to dinner after work, and she called me, and I said, "You called about the moon, didn't you?" She said, "Look at that beauty. That is something I'd riot for." But you don't have to riot. You can walk outside and smell the oak trees, smell the grass. You can walk down to a brook and see that sapphire water pour and the sound, most beautiful music, like a compendium of a trillion symphonies playing in the universe with that beauty that would never end and transcends all pain. Yes, I lie down by still waters on cool green grass. That's where my soul lies. And that is where it will forever be. But you must make the decision to be conscious. You must make the spiritual and mental decision in your gut, in your heart, in your mind, in your soul to simply say, "I open my mind to reality." Your mind, your subconscious already knows the truth. You simply must make the decision. The truth is knocking at the door. You have to open it. Just like the devil's counterfeit has to be asked in. Needs to be invited in. God has to be invited in as well. Because in this universe, free will is paramount. That's why the globalists always tell you what they're going to do to you before they do it. All right, let me hit the news quickly before Doug Rocky comes up and then your calls in the third hour. It looks like I was wrong. Aaron was getting something to eat. Aaron has not slept in 30-something hours. He's still up here. The report will be done today. If not, by the third hour, the special report on the eugenics, chemical weapon warfare takeover in your food and water, total documentation, total information warfare against the globalists with our weapon, the truth, that smashes their black mountains of lies. If not, it will premiere on the nightly news tonight and then be disseminated to everyone tomorrow. Okay. Look at this. Look at this. This is out of the Newsweek publication, The Daily Beast, properly named. Ron Paul's rise hurts the GOP and helps Obama. Oh, and it's one of the good little conservatives in the super trendy liberal Newsweek. To destroy true conservatism, these guys always pose as conservatives, like Newt Gingrich, like the rest of them, when he's not writing Illuminati treatises about the end of the family, the end of America, global government, cybernetic takeover. He's prancing around saying, "I'm conservative Obamacare, I'm conservative open borders, I'm conservative abortion, I'm conservative carbon taxes," just like Mitt Romney. They're now running the spin that he's taking the lead in some polls, which neck and neck with Ron Paul, pure bull. Mitt Romney, same guy, just not as ugly as Newt Gingrich. Okay, he watches his diet and exercises. Only difference. That's it. But Republicans like to feel like they're betting on a winner. In fact, I saw a neocon site making fun of Ron Paul's teeth. Yeah, he's not vain. He likes his original teeth, just like I did. I even got a chip in my front tooth. I kind of like it. I don't think I'll have it fixed. I kind of like my aging body. I kind of like my wrinkles. I kind of like my hair falling out. I like it. Understand that? Because I'm not vain. It's the opposite. I like the process. I'm like a stream bed carved by water. It's beautiful. An old woman's beautiful. If she's not been turned over to evil. An old man is beautiful if they've not been turned over to evil. But there's nothing uglier than an old evil person. look at this one. And then we got the New York Times attack piece. Ron Paul's rise hurts the GOP and helps Obama. The greater Ron Paul's success, the better chance the Democrats have of using his crackpot notions to characterize all of the GOP. Now, I told you that 2 weeks ago, that's the new talking point by the Iowa governor and others, is he'll discredit us conservatives. You mean the ones that torture and secret arrest and bankrupted the country along with Obama, the ones bought and paid for by the same megabanks, the ones part of getting rid of Glass-Steagall? You mean the people that did this to America? And then Ron Paul, the one that in the polls beats Obama better than any other candidate? You mean that guy? So that's the new talking point. And then they have this out of the establishment liberal Newsweek Daily Beast. And then Michael Medved continues in here to basically say that Ron Paul's a 9/11 truther. And then to go after yours truly. When we come back from break, I'm going to hit this. And then we've got Ron Paul's world. There's a whole bunch of these out of the New York Times. And I want to get this James Kirchick on. Talk about judging a book by its cover. Interesting fellow there. Verbaling with vampiric energies. We'll get to his little comments here on the other side. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the InfoWar. Stay with us.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
See a Reuters photo, and it's Ron Paul Revolution. The fellow's wearing a t-shirt. He's got a tattoo that says, "Our love Aleutian or Revolution. And if you notice, if you blow it up, you see the wristband there is an InfoWars.com wristband. And I noticed on Christmas again, I confirmed it, Drudge, you had everything green-linked except for InfoWars and Alex Jones, that was red-linked. So we appreciate the Christmas present, DrudgeReport.com. Drudge obviously does know what's going on in the world and is not a sellout globalist like many other Republicans. So there it is. Again, if you blow that up more, you can see the InfoWars.com bracelet. But just go to DrudgeReport.com to see a blow-up of the photo. And here are the other reports. Union Leader publisher of another dying newspaper. Ron Paul, truly dangerous. No, people like you that have gone along with the global crime syndicate and gone along with all the lies and the tyranny and given it an air of respectability, you are the people that are truly dangerous. Those of us that can face the true horror of what all you yes men have helped create, nodding to whatever the greatest evil is, you are the people that are dangerous. And I'll have to get to this later after our guest is on with us. But, I mean, here is this article out of the New York Times. And it's the new talking point that not only is Ron Paul racist, because out of tens of thousands of newsletters, there were four or five examples in promo ads that were sent out, you know, that were, I guess you could say, mildly racist or something. Which even though you have speeches of Ron Paul back at the time praising Martin Luther King and people, and he is who he is. Let's just ignore that and always chirp about race all day. And when Obama, you know, increases funding to forcibly abort black Africans, then that's loving and trendy. Because after all, he's supposedly black. So again, it's all about ninnying and obsessing over things. They say the real issue is he said on C-SPAN there was a new world order. Doesn't matter that literally we have books and globalist documents and statements about a new world order being a global corporate fascist system now openly running Europe and bankrupting the U.S. to bring in the same system. They just come out and tell the readers of the New York Times with total disdain for them, talking to them like they're mentally handicapped three-year-olds and telling them this doesn't exist. And then they get into attacking Alex Jones. And they say Ron Paul did say there's a plan to set up a global government and it's just, and that the Rockefeller family's involved. Oh, my goody, goody gumdrops. The Rockefeller 5 years ago published his memoir on page 400 and something. We've shown it many times here. He said, yeah, there are people that say we want to get rid of sovereignty and set up a world government. Well, I say guilty as charged. But see, they count on you not reading that. And where Rockefeller thanks the media for helping to suppress this, saying we couldn't have done this without you in the last 50 years suppressing it. I mean, they invite the New York Times editor and Washington Post to Bilderberg and pat them on the head and say, you're a good little deceiver. Good job. And they go on to attack him, and then they say, Paul knows where his bread is buttered. He regularly appears on the radio program of Alex Jones, a vocal 9/11 and New World Order conspiracy theorist. Oh, I'm a critical thinker. I actually read Global's documents in his home state of Texas. On Jones' show earlier this month, Paul alleged the Iranian plot, that was on hundreds of different channels, I mean, mainline TV said that, to kill the Saudi ambassador of the United States soil was a propaganda stunt perpetrated by the Obama administration. And then they linked InfoWars.com in an article where we're exposing Fast and Furious as a false flag. I guess that's crazy, too, even though it's admitted. CBS News got the documents where they said they were going to blame it on the Second Amendment. And then it goes into more of it. I'm going to cover more of this later. And you got Medved. I mean, who is... I mean, I understand why Medved works for the dark side. Because it's of his nature. He loves it. I mean, it's just... It's like a golem-like creature. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.